Whenever you're ready.
Cool. And just stay and listen. It won't take long. I want to hear what your thoughts are. All right. Priorities. In a world of constant and unrelenting media bombardment, our brains have had to become really... Priorities. In a world of constant and unrelenting media bombardment, our brains have had to become really adept at prioritizing, ranking, and recognizing the most important messages. Every day, as close to you as your mobile screen, you're faced with a stream of never-ending social media, pictures, video, branding, advertising, marketing, noise, updates, news, opinions, friend requests, WhatsApp messages, calendar invitations, podcasts, financial information, outrage, and pressure to take it all in. It's impossible. If you try to do all of this all the time, you'll stress yourself out, you'll develop a tumor, you'll withdraw, or you'll give up completely. None of those would be an outcome you want. None of those would be an outcome you want. In my more contemplative moments, I wonder what it must be like to be a Luddite, to eschew all technology, to live the way my grandparents did at the beginning of their lives. A part of me envies their ability to disconnect, to have time to themselves, to think. We don't get a lot of time to think. So much of what we do is a result of the need for immediate answers and urgent action. And I can't help thinking that's bad. My generation, caught between millennials and the post-war baby boomers, had a simple life like that for a little while. But now, we're as immersed in the world I described above as anyone in their 20s. Of course, I'm not one of those people who complains about TV, the internet, mobile phones, or the dangers of what's inevitable. In fact, I'm upbeat about all of this. What concerns me is that we have an evolutionary predisposition to deal with information and process it in a much slower, more deliberate way. Our brains simply cannot take all of this data in without being lost. I'm just going to start that paragraph again. Of course, I'm not one of those people who complains about the TV, the internet, mobile phones, or the dangers of what's inevitable. In fact, I'm pretty upbeat about all of this. What concerns me is our evolutionary predisposition to deal with information and process it in a much slower and much more deliberate way. Our brains simply can't take in all of this data without being lost a little bit. Of course, I'm not one of those people who complains about the TV, the internet, mobile phones, or the dangers of all of that. In fact, I'm pretty upbeat about all this. What concerns me is our evolutionary predisposition to deal with information and process it in a much slower, much more deliberate way. Our brains simply can't take all this data without a lot being lost. The only time our brains can operate effectively with so much going on is when we have what they call an adrenaline rush, and we're forced by panic or flight or fight to process the totality of the salient information in seconds. The results aren't always good, but the brain can do a lot when it has to. The problem is we can't do that all the time. It's really unhealthy and very taxing. The solution, and by no means am I even sure of this, would seem to be prioritizing and filtering the universe of data into bite-sized, useful, productive, and satisfying chunks. For each person, this mix will be different, but without a system of discrimination, it'll just be a pointless, reactive, emotive, and jumbled mess. Be careful who you follow, what you subscribe to, and think carefully about what you need to check on your phone. Give the person that you're speaking to your fullest attention, or have the decency to keep it short for them and for you. Your time is precious, and unless you want to be reduced to a heap of marketing data yourself, make sure every interaction and engagement adds value to you, the people you care about, and the world around you. Sorry, some editing.
I'm going to check that first line.
What is that first line? I did say adapt.
It sounded like adapt, I think.
Can you maybe just do the first line again, just in case?
Sure.
In a world of constant and unrelenting media bombardment, our brains have had to become really adept at prioritizing, ranking, and recognizing the most important messages.
Cool.
I love it. I'm a semi-Luddite, so...
Yeah, I think we both are, but we're both so into tech. You
know? God.
It's just being able to switch off is impossible now.
Well, I pretty much never go on my personal Twitter, ever. I can't deal with Twitter.
I've given that up. I don't have Twitter on my...